Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our Midday Futures Report. Well, the grain markets are, in fact, it's not just grains, it's many markets all in red. And we're noticing that the beans, of course, taking the hardest hit, and then wheat behind it, and then comes corn. But bottom line is, the corn came very close, within 3 cents of filling the 4th of July gap. Will we fill it? I think we will. The market has broken out the downside of a good support shelf. July corn is right at the low side of a support shelf. I think we can still sift lower in these markets. It's truly going to be the January reports that make or break this price level, and I kind of think that those reports may come out more bearishly construed. The yields, I expect to see higher yields per acre on both beans and corn. And then the next thing will be how in corn many acres do we have abandoned? I don't think much in beans. And then we'll go from there. So, and then the usage for feeding corn in the first quarter of the new marketing year will also be looked at. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investments. Have a great day.